Tom.
The show is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you to access their websites. We do it for free. FreeTalkLive.com. We're going to talk about the generation gap here in moments, but we got to go to the phones first and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Gene.
Hi, guys. Looks like I had a little better luck than Mark did on the speeding ticket.
What happened?
Oh, I posted it on your bulletin board under the show, but I went in and basically I beat the ticket. That's the short story. The long story is I had to go in and go through the big long line. Took me a half an hour just to get into the courthouse because of the security measures, you know, getting through the metal detector. And then I managed to find what courtroom I was supposed to go into, and the courtrooms are too small to hold all the people, so they got to keep everybody in a long line, and then they just take them a few at a time, you know.
That's pretty much what happened with Mark. He was, like, the only guy that was allowed in at any given, at a certain point.
One person at a time.
Right.
Yeah, well, we had probably 10 people in the courtroom at a time, and they'd call the next person in line. You'd go up and talk to the clerk, and all she wants to know is guilty or not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I said not guilty. She said go sit down over there. I had to go sit on the group W bench, as they said in Alice's restaurant. So I had to go sit over on this little area all by myself because I pled not guilty.
You were the only one who pled not guilty?
Apparently, well, at least with that group, because I was the only one on that group.
Hmm.
And then, so a little while later, the guy seated at a desk calls me up there, and he turns out he's the city attorney, and he wants to know why I'm pleading not guilty.
Yeah.
And I said, well, because I'm entitled to a trial, and it's my right. I'm exercising my right to ask for a trial. He says, well, were you speeding or not? And I said, well, would that be an admission of guilt if I answered that question? And he says, well, I just want to know, you know, I'm trying to find out if you were going too fast. And I said, well, I want a trial. I said, that's my right. I'm not going to provide evidence for you.
Right.
And he said, well, just tell me how fast you were going. I said, well, I really wasn't looking at my speedometer, so I really couldn't say, but I know I wasn't speeding. And he said, I said, I know I wasn't breaking any laws. I didn't say I wasn't speeding.
Hmm.
I said, I know I wasn't breaking any laws because that's, you know, there's a difference there.
Right.
And so he says, well, he said that I was claiming that I couldn't, that I wasn't speeding, but I didn't know how fast I was going. I said, well, I just want a trial. He said, okay, if you want a trial, I'll get you a trial. He was kind of perturbed at that point.
Sure.
And so he told me to go sit back on the Group W bench again. And then he went up to the front where the clerks were and clicked on the keyboard and set up a trial date. And then he came back and sat down. He called me back up front again. But while I was sitting there, I figured, well, you know, I played the hard-nosed card the first time I talked to him. So I'm going to go up there a little bit more sheepish this time, you know, and play a softer tone.
Okay.
And see what happens, you know, because in the past I've been able to get the city attorney to just reduce it to a non-moving violation. So the previous time they reduced it to a inoperable horn.
Huh.
So anyway, I was hoping for something like that. So I went back up with a little bit more sheepish tone and I said, well, what would a ticket like that, what would the fine be on a ticket like that anyway? And he goes, well, I was going to just dismiss the charge, but since you asked for a trial, I went ahead and set you for a trial on a, you know, blah, blah date. And I said, gee, that dismissal sure sounds a lot better than having to go back here through a trial. And he says, well, if you'd like, I'll dismiss the charge and you don't have to come back for trial. I said, okay,
gosh,
sure, let's do it that way. I said, that's a lot better than having to fight through that line. And he said, yeah, and the police officer didn't show up today anyway. So he dismissed the charge. But they were trying to get me to admit to a guilt so that I could pay a fine, even though they knew the officer wasn't there ahead of time.
So do you think he was going to dismiss the charge because you were so, I guess, vehement about not admitting any guilt?
Well, he says he was going to dismiss it anyway. I really doubt that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that he was just going to dismiss it out of hand.
I don't
especially
think so either.
Especially if he was trying to get me to say I was breaking a law, then he's going to say, well, you know, I could reduce the fine for you to half if you want to plead guilty, you know,
sure.
or something like that.
Right.
I don't
now, if you admit to breaking the law, they're going to get you for something.
Right. And
right.
so I don't think he would have done that. He just dismissed it out of hand.
How does it feel to be the Christian anarchist and to jump through the hoops that the state is putting up for you, Gene? That must be really frustrating.
Well, I look on it as it doesn't matter. It's all gang mentality. If you're talking about the Crips and the Bloods or if you're talking about the city of Memphis, it's all a gang mentality. They're in their little group. They got their little cliques and their little association. And as long as you acknowledge their association, that's all they want. You know, even if it's like the Crips and the Bloods standing on the street corner, it could be just a smile or a wave or whatever, you know, then that makes them feel important. Oh, yeah, you know, he's acknowledging we're the tough guys on the block.
So,
and that's all it takes is you got to just nod and, you know, give them a little acknowledgement that they're there.
So you basically you operate under the radar, essentially. You don't necessarily throw it back in their faces. You go in, you act like you're a law-abiding citizen, and
well,
you try to minimize
to.
The damage.
I've used both approaches. Like I said, I've fought the IRS for 30 years, talking about your friends there that are fighting the IRS, and I really feel for them because
mm-hmm.
I consider Irwin Schiff a friend, and he's now locked up in jail.
Yeah, 80-something-year-old man sitting
yeah.
in a prison cell.
And he's a sweet old guy, too, and they're going to lock him up probably till the day he dies now. But I have fought the IRS, and I've used hard-nosed approach, and they've taken a lot of money from me. They haven't thrown me in jail, but that is a possibility. They
Gene, I want to jump back to when you actually received the speeding ticket that was in question here. When when you received the speeding ticket, how did you, as the Christian anarchist, handle the police?
Well, I didn't do anything, actually, when he came up to the window other than produce my papers. I always keep my mouth shut. I don't offer information that... I really don't offer any information.
Mm-hmm.
I only answer questions that are put to me. And then when I did that up until the point where he said he was going to write me the ticket. As soon as he said he was going to write me the ticket, then I asked him, well, I'd like to go back and look at the radar gun because I make it a policy to fight all speeding tickets, and I always get a look at the radar gun, the reading on it, and the serial number off of it. He
huh.
said, no. He said, no, I'm not going to let you look at the radar.
I remember you actually told us that story. Has anyone ever allowed you to look at it?
Yes. In the past two tickets, I always got to go back in the police car, check out the radar gun.
Huh.
One cop even allowed me to look at their little tuning fork that they used to tune it and all that, you know, because that's part of your defense if you're going to fight the radar, fight the ticket if it's a radar ticket. And,
radar ticket, they tune. They apparently they tune their radar every day before they... you know, start giving people tickets.
Right, they're supposed to. And they're supposed to have a certain amount of training. And there's a book out called Beating the Radar Rap, and that's where I got all this information from. It's a book called Beating the Radar Rap.
Gene, thanks for the clue, man. We appreciate hearing from you, as always, and congratulations on getting off the ticket. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Let's go to Dan in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, folks?
Great. What's on your mind?
Okay. When it comes to secondhand smoke in the workplace of restaurants and bars and such,
mm-hmm.
Why don't they treat it like they would a factory where there's welding smoke and or welding fumes and paint spray fumes and, you know, where it comes to... threshold limit values. Why don't they just put a threshold limit value on it and just say, okay, well, this is a safe place to work or it's not a safe place to work. And,
well, the anti-smoking advocates would tell you that being around secondhand smoke is unsafe, period.
Right.
They believe that any amount of exposure could possibly give you lung cancer or something.
Well, so is welding and so is paint work.
Sure,
so
but it's not as popular. I see what you're saying. There's all kinds of dangerous jobs out there, but it's not as popular of an idea to ban welding or to ban those things. There's a lot of popular support behind the idea of banning smoking, and politicians only really jump out in front of big parades. And in this case, this is one of them. Yeah, it's sick. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Dan. 800-259-9231. The generation gap on the way. We'll talk about it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is your show, Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, January 11, 2007, gold 611.80, ounce gold coins 332.20, 318.65 for half, 159.32 per quarter ounce. That's 632.20, 318.65, 159.32. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window, fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Kindness, love, friendship, all Cinderella gifts that keep on giving. Now add this wicked stepsister to the list, potholes. They start in winter and keep giving all year long. When I come back, I'll fill you in.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
Potholes. They're not pretty on the outside, and the damage they can do is ugly, too. Winter's low temperatures, snowfall, and freezing rain take their toll. These elements cause pavement to shrink and expand beyond its stretching ability, resulting in street craters or potholes. Tires and alignment are obvious victims of dives into potholes, but the dirt and grit of standing water corrode brake components too. So don't ignore warning signs of damage. They, like potholes, won't go away. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231 if you want. That's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are fun and they're free. The archives are there, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. You just go and get them. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to look at advertisements. You just click and download. FreeTalkLive.com, the way archives should be. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And also, you need to know about the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's going on in towards the end of February. It is the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state, a three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, to be held in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So, we're going to talk about the generation gap, Mark, and this is a story that you brought in. What's it all about, sir?
Well, it's a blog post, and I just really like it. Apparently, you know, they're compiling some stuff from the Pew Research Center, and I looked over their PDF, and it looks accurate. But, you know, they've got it concise here, and I like it better as this blog post.
Actually, we're going to have you switch mics because we're having some problems with the one that that you're currently on.
Try this. I'm sorry. I may have...
No, we're having some problems. So do bear with us here as we switch microphones so you can actually read something and people can hear you.
You couldn't hear me at all?
It was problematic.
Okay.
But now it's much better.
The Pew Research Center has just done their latest survey of attitudes among the young. They are markedly less religious than their elders and previous generations. The percentage claiming that they are agnostic or atheist has doubled in the last 20 years.
What sort of generation gap? I mean, what's the age range we're talking about here? The young.
These were people below the ages of 34 okay. and down. Agnostics are now agnostics and atheists are now 1 in 5. They regard heavy drinking agnostics, probably the largest portion of that number.
Maybe.
Sure, man.
Okay, whatever.
They regard heavy drinking as...
I don't really regard agnostics as that much different from atheists, personally.
Okay.
They're just atheists who haven't gone all the way. That's all.
Gotcha. They regard heavy drinking as worse than smoking pot. I would agree. I would also agree with that.
Absolutely.
I'm slightly older than this group, but heavy drinking, as far as I'm concerned, is worse than smoking pot. They have become much less Republican than they once were, and I am much less Republican than I once was.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This is a little insert from the blog post here. George W. Bush has persuaded most of the younger generation to vote Democratic, reversing Reagan's gains among the young. I think that the idea that Reagan's ideas of smaller government were great and they shouldn't be, you know, tossed to the wind because Bush hasn't acted like that, and then again, Reagan didn't either. They're much more pro-immigrant than their elders are.
Wow. Things are looking up for the United States.
Mm-hmm. 74%. Well, the thing that I think is so interesting about this totally reflects our listeners. Mm-hmm. Our listeners are young. They're less religious than their parents are. They regard heavy drinking as worse than smoking pot. They're becoming less Republican.
Not necessarily meaning they're becoming more Democratic.
No.
They're just less Republican.
Less Republican, right. They're much more pro-immigrant than their elders are, and 74% favor some privatizing of Social Security.
Great.
Yep. But they're dovish on the use of military force.
Even better.
Right. They're equally divided on gay marriage. 46% in favor. But that's, you know, I mean, that's still amazing.
Okay.
And overwhelmingly support gay adoption. That's really weird.
Good.
So they support gay adoption, but they don't support gay marriage.
You know, people are weird about their belief systems. They aren't principled. And so what can you do? You know?
Yeah.
I think it's interesting, though.
And those under 25 are even more towards these numbers than
really,
yeah, than those under 35.
So wait, this was all about under 35s just in general, and then they broke it down even further.
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
So my hopes for the new generation are high.
Absolutely. Now wait a minute. What I'm curious about is, did they do these studies on under 35s a decade ago, and did they compare the numbers of?
Yes, but they didn't have those numbers. They did not show the numbers in every instance that were, you know, a decade in the 80s.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. Not only are the people who are under the age of 35 today, not only do these statements apply to them as far as being compared to people over the age of 35,
mm-hmm.
but do they also compare as far as they're more atheistic, they're more agnostic, they're all these statements, do they also apply to a decade ago or two decades ago, the people that were under 35 at that time are they more agnostic than those people? Or do they find God as
yes.
they get older?
That much is no. That much is true. That they even a decade ago, those numbers were smaller and
okay.
they've grown. So
interesting.
You know, the young are more likely to be all those things that we mentioned. But,
now more so than ever.
But now more so than ever.
Huh. Things are really looking up for the United States.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this, Mark.
Well, if they're for privatizing at least somewhat Social Security, then they're probably for privatizing somewhat medical care. So hopefully we won't see universal health care.
They probably don't really even understand it. Like, all they've probably heard is that Social Security is going to go bankrupt
mm-hmm.
and that something has to be done. That's probably all they know. I mean, really, think about it, Mark. How many people even know what the name of the vice president is? I mean, these weren't likely voters, were they? These were just anybody under 35.
Right.
So you got to remember, I mean, if people don't even know who their representatives are or the vice president is in America, then it's very unlikely that they're going to be able to know what the issues are as far as understanding what they mean when they say privatized Social Security.
In general, but some of them do.
It's true.
Yeah.
Any more statistics?
No, that's really it.
What was that, Pew Research?
Yes.
Very good stuff. So if you've got any comments on the changing face of the generation gap, the gap itself, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I am, you know what? That's like some of the most positive news I've heard, Mark. And, of course, a lot of people are going to listen to that, and they're going to say, this is terrible. The American young people aren't believing in God anymore.
We're going to hell.
Personally, I think it's a success. Because it shows that they're more rationally thinking about things in their life. They aren't accepting what they're told by their authorities in their lives, their parents and their pastors, and they're questioning. I think you have to have a questioning mindset to come up against God in this particular fashion,
or at least questioning mindset to come up against institutionalized
organized religion.
Yeah,
because yeah, that's the real problem. Like, if you want to believe in God, that's fine. You believe in God.
I absolutely do.
But it's not the Christian God, per se. It's more of a creator God, right?
Correct. He's a nice guy.
Right. Well, actually, I mean, it's hard to be worse than the Christian God. He's a pretty mean dude.
Well, he is in the Old Testament,
he's drowning people.
Supposedly much nicer in the New Testament.
So they say.
Yeah.
Why did he change so much?
Jesus came and shed blood for all the sins. God has to have blood. You know, he's a bloodthirsty God.
Yeah.
And he has to have blood. And Jesus, Jesus. He came and satiated his own bloodlust.
I actually found God online the other day.
Really?
Yeah, so his name's the Spirit of Truth, and you can find him on YouTube. It's amazing. I'm serious. Go to YouTube.com and type in Spirit of Truth, and you will find God. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Your calls about anything goes. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. And it's Egan here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. And that includes the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 900 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. To get access, that's wiki.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Niall in Utah on the Amplifier line. Hey, Niall.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the Amplifier line. What's up?
Oh, it's great to be back on there. It's been a little while. I've been sick, all that kind of fun stuff.
I'm glad you're better. What's going on?
I keep hearing the news, all kinds of good things that are coming out of government.
Really? Good things from government? What could that be?
Well, several things. I mean, I was definitely not sad to see Saddam Hussein die. And I know a few people who have finally gotten some help from the government, from Social Security, who are actually disabled. And so I got thinking about government. And, good things are sort of like raisins. I think everybody wants to eat raisins, right?
I like raisins.
Well, yeah, raisins are good. I mean, they're good for you. They've got lots of iron. They're real sweet.
Okay.
But in my house, we've got little rats running around all the time. In my house, we have a rule. You don't eat the raisins by the rack. And it seems to me that government policy is to look for raisins by the rat cage.
I don't understand.
Eat enough
rat turds.
Well, you don't want to eat anything that looks like a raisin by the rat cage.
Oh, right.
Here's a nut cake. But if you do choose to do that, chances are, after one or 200 non-raisin things that you consume, you will encounter a raisin. And you know what? It will be the sweetest raisin you've ever tasted in your life.
Interesting observation.
It will be one that you want again and again and again. That's the policy of government. You know what? You're going to find raisins. But if you want raisins, go to the cupboard. Don't go by the rat cages.
Well, it's I'm glad you thought of that, because that sounds like you put a little bit of time into thinking that one up, and it's very creative and well done, Niall. And I think that, yes, it's true. If you take a government program like welfare or Social Security and you throw enough money at it, eventually somebody's going to get something out of it. They're going to get their raise and they're going to get their check. They're going to get the assistance that they're looking for.
When they do, it'll be a great fitting because you were expecting something else, weren't you?
Oh, and also the government loves to point out the people that it assists. So the government will make a big example of the individuals who got the raisins. They'll say, look, all these people getting raisins. It's wonderful, isn't it? And they never point out those who are eating the rat turds.
Well, why would you?
Right.
You're the one handing it out. You're the one saying this is the place to find raisins.
Well, now you mentioned the Saddam Hussein thing. Now, I don't know if that even qualifies as a raisin because it just costs so much money. Yeah, who could argue that getting rid of Saddam Hussein was a bad thing? Certainly, he was a bad man, but I think that the evil of what we've done to the Iraqi people far, far outweighs any good that could come from getting rid of him.
Well, how many non-raisins are you willing to eat to get to find that one raisin?
Yeah, exactly. Me, zero.
Yeah. Precisely. You know,
unacceptable.
We need to change the policy.
Very good, Niall. Excellent analogy. Anything else on your mind?
No, I think that'll do it for me tonight.
Thanks as always. 800-259-9231. Cute. Very creative.
It is. I'm trying to work the analogy out completely for myself, but, you know.
I don't know if it holds a lot of water, but it was interesting and fun, nonetheless.
Mm, yes.
All right. So let's go to Matt in Illinois, also on an amplifier line. Hey, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, guys.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
I have a story about my public high school.
Okay.
My son went to a few years back. He's out in Arizona now going to a public college. But he was in high school, and he was taking a government course.
Mm.
And this course on government was teaching him the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Okay.
So I told him, why don't you ask your teacher about the Libertarians? Because I've been a Libertarian for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And he goes up and he asks his teacher about the Libertarians.
Now, before you go on with the story, did he already know? I mean, presuming since you were a Libertarian, he must have already known about the Libertarians, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He already had an excellent idea about what they were because
okay.
I voted for Harry Brown in the 2000 elections. That's another story. Anyway,
me too.
Anyway, he went to his teacher and he asked him about the Libertarians. And the teacher says, you know, I'm glad you asked me about that. He says, I can't teach you about them.
What?
And my son was like, why? He goes, I'm not allowed to.
Whoa.
He's not allowed to?
He wasn't allowed to. And my son goes, why not? And he says, because of where the money for this program comes from.
Oh, my.
And he wouldn't say anything more to my son about it.
Was that done, was that done in front of the rest of the class?
You know, I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I'm really not sure. I don't know. I didn't think to ask my son that. But he says, the teacher himself said, I'm a Libertarian. So the teacher himself was a Libertarian.
Oh, my goodness. Then that must be really difficult. Can you imagine that, being working for this government school, and you're not even allowed to talk about the political party that you belong to?
Right, exactly. And, you know, that was my thought exactly. I was like, wow. And I was surprised to hear that somebody else was a Libertarian, just as surprised as I was when I found this radio program, because, you know, I was so happy to hear other people out of my mindset.
Let alone a government school teacher.
Yeah. Well, my brother's a school teacher. He's a Libertarian, too.
So that's one example, then, of how it is that the Republicans and the Democrats collude with each other to keep the Libertarians out. Not only keep them out of debates, not only keep them out of elections as much as possible, but to even keep them out of the classroom.
Yes.
That's really sick.
That's very true.
Man.
Yeah, it is. I thought you'd be interested in that story.
Indeed. Thank you for it, Matt. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231.
You know,
unbelievable.
If they're not allowed to talk about the Libertarians, they shouldn't be allowed to talk about the Democrats and the Republicans. They shouldn't be allowed to talk about any political parties if they can't talk about all of them.
Well, the Republicans and the Democrats funded the program, Mark, so There you go. Follow the money. 800-259-9231. Speaking of politicians, the scum of the earth, lowlifes, New Orleans. Los Angeles Times reporting, actually the China Post as well, responding to residents' outrage over a spike in crime that claimed 9 lives in the first 8 days of 2007, New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin announced a slate of initiatives on Tuesday. He talked tough. He said, "We're drawing a line in the sand and saying, we've had it," said Nagin to reporters at a briefing held at the site where a man was shot in the head on January 1st, the year's first murder. The measures, which Nagin said would be implemented immediately, include increasing police foot patrols and installing surveillance cameras in crime hotspots. He pledged to expedite the prosecution of murder cases and said police would conduct random checks of people on the streets for drugs and alcohol between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. when officials say 30% of the city's violent crimes occur. Because drugs and alcohol have something to do with violent crimes, I suppose. You get drunk, have a little bit of violence happen.
Yeah, I would think that that's quite possible.
Now, he says random checks of people on the streets, but the story I heard on the news, and it's not mentioned in this particular story, was roadblocks. The news report, the radio news report that I heard on this exact story, was that he was calling for daily roadblocks.
Well, if you stop
those
people
hours
randomly on the street, you would have to put up a roadblock in order to stop them, right?
Right. I presume that's what they mean when they're saying that. Nagin was joined at the announcement by the police chief, city council members, community leaders, and representatives of the criminal justice system. He said all of them had spent the past several days meeting to devise a cohesive strategy to tackle crime. He says, "We are here to say collectively that one murder is too many. We'll put all our resources to focus on murders and violent crime, everything we have." Now, knowing that the city of New Orleans is going to be installing cameras and having nightly, perhaps, roadblocks, does that make you want to go to New Orleans? As a law-abiding citizen, does that make you want to go and party in New Orleans, for instance? Spend some time there? Spend your vacation there?
I don't want a vacation at a police state.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free line for you. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, all the features on the site, we give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the amplifier program. It's a very simple concept. You send us $3 a month on a voluntary basis, and we take that money in and turn it around into promoting the show, to getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. I think about a year ago, we were at, around 10? Now we're up to 20. A lot of it thanks to our amplifiers. We're also getting more internet listeners on board with the show as well, and more new people listening to Free Talk Live means new people coming across the message of freedom and liberty and thereby telling their friends about freedom and hopefully maybe making us all a little more free in the long run. So if that's valuable to you, it has been valuable to over 300 of our listeners. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. You'll get perks. There are things like the amplifier-only call-in lines, classic archives as well. All the details for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we were talking about New Orleans, and Mayor Nagin has a plan to crack down on the crime problem, because there have been apparently quite a few murders in New Orleans over the past year or so.
I've heard it was one a day, and that's just a huge number.
That's what I've heard. I don't know how accurate it is, but it's certainly been a lot. And so there's been a lot of protests, a lot of people getting pretty angry about the situation. In fact, this article from the China Post pointing out that a reverend apparently actually went on a hunger strike to protest all the violence in his particular part of New Orleans. And so now Nagin has come out with essentially some sort of an initiative that is going to encompass all sorts of different enforcement efforts, in that they are going to be putting surveillance cameras in crime hotspots. He's also going to be running checkpoints between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. on a daily basis. And this is not good.
Now, you know, the American people have spent so much money to, quote-unquote, save New Orleans, in order to make sure that the levees are shored up and all that other stuff. And just look how this artificial situation that we've created is turning out. I mean, the city's in complete chaos. People are it's got to be as dangerous there as it is in Iraq for Americans. And I don't know. I mean, it seems to me what we should have done is just let nature take its course, you know, and then a city would have come back if a city was meant to be in that area. I don't see we should have thrown any money at this.
And allow people to defend themselves. If murder is a problem, allow people to carry guns. And I don't know what the laws are in the state of Louisiana or the city of New Orleans. I'm not sure exactly what their gun laws are, but we know that when tragedy struck, that they certainly didn't have any respect for whatever the gun laws were, they went around and confiscated them from people. In fact, many of those people had their guns confiscated for months on end before they could get them back. So for all we know, there's a bunch of people in New Orleans that just don't even have their guns back yet.
Oh, I'm sure that they don't. Once the government takes something, it seems very unlikely that you get it back.
So it's bad news. It's going to be bad news for tourism. It's going to be bad news. And, I mean, New Orleans used to be known as the party town, right?
Mm-hmm.
People would go there, the Mardi Gras and all kinds of different parties throughout the year in New Orleans, and it attracted a lot of business. But if you're going to have the police shaking people down, then that's going to turn away a lot of that activity.
Sure it is.
People are going to say, well, wait, I'll just party here where I am. There's no police checkpoints from 2 to 6 a.m. every night. And he's talking about this on a regular basis. Now, maybe it's all just talk, maybe nothing will come of it, but nonetheless, word's going to get out that New Orleans is turning into a police state. And that's not going to be good for their economy. It's not going to be good for people who originally might have wanted to move back to maybe the place where they grew up or a place where they really enjoyed. I've been to New Orleans. I thought it was an okay experience. There were some parts of it that were very nice and some parts that weren't so nice. But nonetheless, I wasn't harassed by the police when I was there, and I was walking around at night. I don't want to feel threatened by the cops. And when I see checkpoints, I get upset, and I feel threatened. I feel like my freedom is at stake. I feel like I am a lot less free than I would have been had I been on another street where there wasn't a roadblock. And I know they're looking for drunk people. They're allegedly looking for dangerous people. But innocent people will inevitably get caught up in these things.
And it's true. I mean, if they're going to catch the guilty people, then they're bound to catch some innocent ones.
And then you've got stories like this from Elgin, Illinois. Illinois police confiscated a car belonging to a sober man at a checkpoint recently. Now, why on earth would they do that? Was there a warrant out for his arrest? Sober, but also wanted for murder, perhaps? I could understand them confiscating a car in that case. Because obviously, you know, you're going to take him to jail, you might as well take his car too. But no, this man was simply protesting against officers for wasting his time at a holiday drunk driving roadblock. You see, they don't care about your time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, your time is there.
Yeah.
It's theirs,
you mean?
Yeah, theirs. Yeah, it's their time. They are your superiors. You will bend to their will.
And if you don't, they are going to arrest you and take your vehicle. Innocent motorists, actually, I don't think they arrested this guy. Innocent motorists on that day and throughout the weekend were pulled over and subjected to search and interrogations at the Pace bus station on Highland Avenue. Police issued expensive tickets to anyone whose papers were not in order.
At the bus station. That's great. Because you know they're not doing that at the limousine pickup place.
One motorist became so angry at being detained because he chose not to wear a seatbelt that he honked his horn and blasted his stereo in protest. For that, police confiscated his car.
I would like to say, that's dumb.
Issued a $250 ticket and forced him to walk home. The Elgin police cited the city's noise ordinance, which applies to those who are operating a vehicle. The motorist was parked and is designed to protect citizens against, quote, excessive noise endangering physical and emotional health and well-being. The affected motorist can only challenge the seizure by first arguing his case before the deputy police chief in a hearing where the former rules of evidence will not apply. The next hearing happens up to 45 days later under civil procedures that are used so Elgin can escape the due process protections of the Constitution, such as Amendment 8's prohibition on excessive fines. So they've got a whole little situation set up there, basically, that effectively avoids all the, you know, constitutional requirements and all of that, and they're just screwing people over left and right, and you try to do something about it, like honk your horn because you're angry, and you're going to go have your car taken. $250 ticket. Walk home.
I think that it's issues like the noise ordinance that are the toughest things facing libertarians.
We haven't addressed the noise ordinance in a long time on this show.
And noise ordinance and foul odors.
Well, the last time we talked about the noise ordinance, I don't think I had gone, I was nearly as far along my road towards free marketeerism as I am today. I mean, I don't even remember the last time. It must have been 3 or 4 years ago last time we discussed noise ordinance.
Then let's pop into it, and we can discuss it coming up next hour. But if you'll recall, there was a particular story in Florida where some teenagers, some people were putting train horns in their pickup trucks.
Yeah, that was about a year ago, I guess.
Oh, man. Are you kidding? That was we were talking about that when we were on 1280. It's like 3 years ago.
Wow.
Anyway, so kids, I would assume, young males, are putting train horns in their trucks. I've actually experienced this, and when one of these guys pulls up behind you and honks his horn, I nearly went through my convertible roof.
Wow.
And they thought, of course, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen. You know, so they honked their horn and drove past. I mean, a train horn.
Yeah.
I mean, and this just goes to show that there's some problems with, singular liberties. If you don't give liberty everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that noise ordinances in general are the biggest thing facing libertarians.
Well, before we go.
Not biggest, but I mean, they're one of the most difficult issues to solve.
The noise ordinance in general is a bigger issue overall than just train horns. Train horns are more of a road issue, just car between car, and of course if we had private roads, then private road owners could simply set a rule that those particular horns would not be allowed on their roads. And if somebody was discovered to actually have one of those horns installed on their vehicle, then they could be ostracized. Their reputation rating could take a hit. They may not be allowed on that road in the future. I mean, that might be the last resort, but there would be some punishments built into that system. And I think we can extrapolate that concept, the idea of private roads, out to private neighborhoods and private, again, private streets, private areas in general, where noise ordinances would be codified into the contracts that each individual would have in regards to the homes that they buy and the property that they purchase. And so it could become more of a contractual issue.
I can see that coming from your free marketeer standpoint, but it seems to me that as long as the government owns the roads, and I don't see that going away anytime soon, that we need laws to stop people from having too loud
horns.
But
the laws don't stop them. The laws don't stop them. They
of
only
course
happen
they don't.
To, they
That's
only catch them after
for.
The fact. 800-259-9231, noise ordinances. We might get into that on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.